train. People of the world, join hands. Give on a bartender, gas train.
The next stop that we make will be in Lima. So long, the bus in Russia, China too. Well,
don't give more than a dime to get on board. And let this train keep on riding, riding on.
Fresh off the love train, welcoming you to our spring forward edition of Animal World. If you're just joining us now, where the heck have you been? You're an hour late. And we did spring forward last night. So Martha Norwalk's Animal World, you can tune us in on the radio dial or on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, and that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. You'll find the recalls there. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, Nathan, I don't know, have you ever seen anybody, have you ever seen a dancing ostrich?
They have.
God. This one's really cute. And you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and I think it's the first post after the recalls. Yeah, there we go. No, up, back down. No, you're going too far. Right there. That one. You got to play that film.
Now, I was looking for some reason I had the octopus on my mind.
Oh, no, because a dancing ostrich. Now, see this guy, see him and his guitar. There's a big field over on his right there that's full of ostriches. And apparently this ostrich knows him. See the ostrich coming running? And what he does is he sits down on this bench and he plays his guitar. And I watch this ostrich dance. An ostrich. See, a dancing ostrich. Is that cool?
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
Based on what I've seen, I know birds love to dance. Like, if ever music is playing, they like to go, like, you know.
You know, you see the YouTube videos of the cockatoos and something dancing. Well, this is an ostrich dancing. And you can see how excited the ostrich is for the guy to come with a guitar and start playing. And then, anyway, I just thought that was a hoot. Dancing ostriches.
That's wild.
Yeah. So go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and right below the recalls, you'll see a guy with a guitar. Just click on that little video.
And I see it came from a page called Try Not to Laugh, so we have already failed that task.
Yeah, it's very cute.
I think it's going to be a new dance craze called Doing the Ostrich.
Doing the Ostrich, yeah. But it really, I mean, you could copy that. Yeah, you know, that's very cute. All righty then, let's see. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, and Rasmussen reset Sunday. We were in the middle of working with Jeannie, who's called in about her little dog Olive. And I saw Jeannie and Olive last week. And I didn't finish the whole story about Olive, in that, you know, she came from puppy land, and I absolutely get sick to my stomach. I'm appalled when I hear these stories. This dog, supposed to be a puggle, doesn't look like any puggle I've ever seen. And I mean, who knows what the genetics are, but they paid like $4,000 for this dog. Oof. So you go to these puppy lands, and it's like, you know, you're $4,000 to $8,000 to buy their puppies. And they're puppy mill puppies, no matter what they tell you. They're puppy mill puppies. And the genetics are majorly messed up. I see the most messed up dogs coming out of puppy land. And so, please, if you know anybody, tell them, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away, and I can't wait till they go out of business. But anyway, poor Olive was, a result of all of that, and then lived with the person that had worked at Puppyland and purchased her there, and then they got kicked out of their apartment, and then she had to live with them in the car for 3 months. Major obsessive chewing problems, separation issues, but majorly out of control, zero impulse control, major barker, major jumper all over the place. Jeannie's already let us know that since I was there last week, we've got the barking under control. We got the jumping under control. So we got some impulse control. We got manners. She's doing better on the leave-its and the chewing on her program chewable now, which has the Nylabones. But she deviated a little bit. She decided to try out the electrical cords, which, Jeannie, is not unusual for dogs to chew on that sort of stuff. It's most commonly a rabbit thing. That's the biggest problem when you have pet rabbits.
Oh.
They're attracted, for some reason, to electrical cords and stuff. And it's a big thing if you have house rabbits, that you have to get those covers for the cords to protect them from bunnies. But dogs will do it, too. And I think it's just since we're shutting it down in all regards except for the Nylabones, that she's just testing the water. Maybe I can chew on this stuff, too. I'm hopeful now that Dr. Nell's explained to us that he's seen cases before where this kind of obsessive chewing relates to a blockage in the neck, and somehow the chewing relieves the tension temporarily.
It helps, provide temporary relief for the stress that they're feeling in their neck.
Yeah, so it's going to be real interesting, Jeannie, to have you continue to report to us, and especially to me, as to whether or not this makes a lot of difference for her, and then that you be in touch with Dr. Nels after the show so you can discuss, you know, how do we need to do more work, or can it just be once a month here on the air, or what do we need to do to make sure we straighten this out? Anyway, so Jeannie, I'm assuming I'm talking away to you, but are you still there?
I'm still here.
All righty. So Now, Dr. Nels, you finished with Olive,
yes,
right?
Yes, I got Olive balanced for right now.
And so anything else? And you let us know that she was a little bit unusual in that everything was on one side,
right,
all on the right
side.
So
that's what I call majorly out of balance, when everything seems to be all on one side of the body that I work with when I first encounter an animal. And then as I've worked with somebody and their animal for a while, it shifts to where I work a little bit on both sides because it's coming back into balance. So
usually when you're working on an animal, even if there are imbalances, there's things for you to work on both sides of the body.
Right.
This is unusual that it's only one side.
Right. You know, I think about shows that I've done with you, and it doesn't happen every show.
Right.
And, you know, it usually only happens maybe once a show, and occasionally twice, but, you know.
I think it was once last month.
Yeah.
As I recall.
So from time to time it happens, and that just shows, that one's pretty far out of balance.
Yep. So actually, Jeannie, that's good news.
Yeah.
When Dr. Nell says, oh, yeah, this is really out of balance, I mean, that's good news because it means there's something he can do.
Yeah.
You know, to help.
Right.
That's great.
A change that can be made that will, really have some effect, bringing them back into energetic and physical alignment will really be great for them.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that you stay in touch with Dr. Nels on or off the air so that we can make sure we get Olive completely balanced because, you know, the obsessive chewing thing, that might be the ticket. You know, if we get her physical body back in balance and whatever that tension is in the neck relieved, then she won't have the need to do this all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was telling even off the air, telling Dr. Nels, I don't ever remember a dog that was that obsessed with the Nylabone and the chewing when I got in a session. But with what Nels is saying, it makes sense to me and it feels right to me. So I think this is right on, Jeannie.
Okay, right. Well.
Yeah, so now normally Dr. Nels would work on you a little bit. So are you open to letting Dr. Nels do some work with you, Jeannie?
Sure. I need all the help I can get.
All righty. So Dr. Nels is taking over.
Okay. Well, Jeannie, as I tune into you, what I'm finding is there's some situation in your life, and you don't have to reveal anything. You can just tell me yes or no, or, you know, that you have something. But some other situation besides what's going on with all of that also occupies a lot of your thought. Can you think of a situation like that in your life? A simple yes or no will do?
Yes.
Okay. And so now that you've kind of brought that into focus, I'm doing a muscle test on my end, and it fails, which means that that's a reactive thought, that that's causing your energetic system to go out of balance. So I'm going to find out what we can do with it.
And that usually opens the door for you then to be able to do something. Right,
exactly. And what I find in there is this is a cause, there's an underlying cause, which is a feeling of powerlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And just for fun, I'm going to dig a little deeper here. Okay, wow, this goes way back to when you were 16. So,
wow.
Yeah. So
you were 16, Jeannie.
So
I know I'm way over that.
So this is something, and generally, once a pattern starts, it repeats.
Wow! All right?
And so,
this is a lifelong thing.
So this is a thing that's off and on. This pattern of powerlessness comes into your life, and it's here associated, well, actually, as a sort of a causative nature of what's going on to throw your energy out of balance and be involved in this situation that's on your mind. So I'm going to find out what we do to help that. And it's one of my favorite vibrations of all time, trust.
Hey!
So here's what I'm going to have you do. Focus on the word trust, and with your eyes closed, you'll be looking down towards your heart. And you're going to take a breath in and hold your breath as long as you can. Focus on trust and the number 7. Then I'll be touching some points on your temples virtually here.
All right, Jeannie, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you look down towards your heart. You're going to take a deep breath in and hold it as long as you comfortably can. If you need to release it and replace it, that's just fine. You do that when you need to. All the time thinking trust and the number 7. Trust 7.
All right, and I'm starting to get some good pulsations, so we're almost there. Boom, there we go. Those are synchronized, so you can breathe normally again. And then we're going to double-check on this genie. I want you to think about that situation you think a lot about. Okay, and that's no longer reactive. My muscle test is strong now.
Good.
So let's see here what else we might want to do. All right. So, yeah, your affirmation to help keep this balanced energy that you just got around this issue is to, whenever you're thinking about the issue, just remind yourself, I trust. Touch yourself right over the center of your chest so you really get that feeling of trust. And just keep reminding yourself, I trust. And it's just that feeling, that vibration of trust, that will help clear the pathway for your mental and physical processes to work as good as they can in general, and especially relative to this situation that's on your mind.
All right. That sounds great. So you got it, Jeannie?
Yes.
All righty. So you're going to, for yourself, you're just going to, you get into thinking of that. You're just going to do the I trust over your chest. And we're going to pay attention to Olive, and often this you'll see changes, you know, for the day or a few,
right?
And then off the air, you can go to Dr. Nell's website, which is thehealingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and say, "Hey, Mom, that was the genie from on the radio."
Yeah,
and he'll arrange a phone call with you.
Okay.
All righty. Sounds good. And then you call me. Let me know. I don't think we need to be all that concerned about the cord thing. I just think that's a displaced energy related to the chewing, and we're trying something else to see if that works. I'm hopeful, though, that beginning this work on her today and getting the adjustments the way that she did on her right side, that that's going to free up some of that energy so she's not feeling so compulsed to go after this. So call me, let me know how she's doing this week. And you can always next week, you can always call in again next week, because that's when we got Natasha in here, and she's our one that can kind of look at the energy and see what's going on. So we can have her look at the situation and see, we can see what she can tell us related to her perspective. And
okay.
And we might be able to have her tune into the energy and say, you know, when she chews, does that relieve something in her neck? I mean, maybe we might be able to get a definitive answer on that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you keep in touch with me and call in next week if you can, okay?
Okay.
All righty, Jeannie. Okay. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We need to take care of advertisers, but if we got somebody else we're going to need to go
we
to?
We have full phone lines right now. Well, actually, one
Whoa.
Just opened up, but to that, we were full.
Okay, so we got one line. I guess I'll go back to the old. We haven't had to say this for a long time, but when you hear us end a call, that
actually,
means
somebody's taking
mind,
that now.
Never mind. Who knew you were so popular?
Hey.
Okay, all right. All right, so we are going to take care of advertisers to get that stay on track, on time, get that taken care of, and then we'll be back to the phone. So hold on to those lines. Your phone call's coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of hour number two and of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen during that break, and you can reach him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, and he's real intuitive and can give you an idea of whether or not he thinks he can help and all of that good stuff. And the best way to arrange that is go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill that out, and say, want to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call. Now, Dr. Nels, do you still, the pandemic gave you an opportunity to do something that you'd want to do for a long time, which is turn kind of the nervous system reset into a do-it-yourself-at-home program.
Right.
Now, so you've still got the do-it-yourself program
right,
available?
I still got that. I have to be a gatekeeper for it. I can't just have it online and people buy it, which I would love to do, just let it be out there. But since it purports to help animals,
you have to jump through the hoops.
I have to do the right thing to stay out of whatever the purgatory involving authorities are, and people have to join my membership association, and that's costs all of $10, and then we can talk about do you need this program. If you do, you can buy it for $50, and it's a really worthwhile thing to learn. It's just so helpful,
absolutely,
to reset an animal like that.
If it were up to me, we'd train everybody that works with animals to do this, because I think For everything to work well, if I were in charge, we'd have a best practitioner in every veterinary practice, full time, every zoo, every rescue, every sanctuary. We'd add two employees everywhere, full time best practitioner, full time animal communicator. If we did that, we'd have so fewer issues.
Yeah.
Problems. Wouldn't that solve so many problems?
Wouldn't that be amazing? Awesome, wouldn't it?
And think of all of these animals with all the abuse and the neglect, and pretty much they end up at shelters. Their nervous systems are probably stuck.
Yeah.
Flight. They've probably been traumatized or abused in some way, shape, or form on an emotional level.
Right.
And boy, what a difference that would make. So anyway, now, this is what I'm thinking about, because I'm thinking of somebody saying, I'm hearing somebody saying, well, how can I learn to do this, Dr. Nels?
Well, you just contact me through my website at healingministryforanimals.com, and then I can hook you up with the Reset program, the Rasmussen Reset video course, which you can take, and that gets you a really good basic foundation in way to help reset a fight or flight type of issue with an animal, which is generally good for their health in all kinds of ways.
All right. And then if someone were really interested and really wanted to become a best practitioner, like you or Linda,
right.
you could connect them with the powers that be and how you get that education.
The Border Health System, they teach that. They're great teachers. I don't try to teach what they already teach because they do such a good job.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. So we are ready to go back to the phones. We are going to head to Seattle. And Christy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Welcome.
Hey, Christy.
Yeah.
So what can we help you with today?
Well, Martha, I was at Jeannie's the other day.
Okay, so this is Christy, everybody. Christy is the wonderful lady that showed up at the door at Jeannie's house when I was doing the session that came in, and she has, you have a cute little Pomeranian.
I do.
What's her name, remind me?
Her name is Daisy.
Daisy, that's right. And Daisy, a cute little Pomeranian. But anyway, when Christy came in to sit down, of course, Jeannie's dog, Olive, you know, went running over to start jumping all over. And, of course, we did our little four-step correctional sequence with the training tool. And, boy, that was over. And I think, Christy, you were saying, well, boy, I've never been able to sit here so peacefully and not be bothered by the dog. But so we did pretty good at getting at least the barking and all the jumping stuff out under control pretty quickly, didn't we?
Yes. In fact, I've been over at Jeannie's since then.
Yeah. How'd it go?
And Olive has been very good.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So you can visit your friend again and not get trashed by the dog, huh?
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So are you calling in today? Do you want your Daisy to get a tune-up with Dr. Nels and you?
Yeah. You know, one of my concerns is Daisy kind of had a rough beginning.
Oh.
And she spends most of her time under the covers. Whether I'm on the bed or I'm on the couch.
Huh.
And,
you don't keep your house really cold, do you?
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
Okay.
But, that doesn't make any difference, even in the summer.
Even the summer she does. She hides a lot under the covers. Okay.
Yeah. And she only eats at night. And I, not that I didn't have food out for her in the morning, but I think the home she came from, there was another palm, and I believe he was probably real aggressive.
Oh, okay. So there was what Dr. Nels has explained to us is that when dogs have some kind of, you know, emotional trauma, so forth, their nervous systems can get stuck in the fight flight mechanism. And that interferes with their ability to be able to rationally deal with things.
Right.
So now Dr. Nels, it looks like you've been able to connect with Daisy because you're already working on her.
Right.
So how's she feeling at this point?
Yeah, she's got some interesting imbalance going on. Not what I'd call classic fight or flight, but it's in there. And the area that I'm on the side of her body is also related to the stomach, so there may be some connection there. But fight or flight itself, an animal that's in fight or flight is often doesn't digest their food well or doesn't even have that much interest in food, not necessarily because. When you're running away from something, stopping to have a break and eat something is not on your agenda.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. So a lot of what's going on with her now could involve a imbalanced or stuck nervous system because of her previous life.
Right.
And whatever she experienced there.
Yeah, it very likely. You know, that's the hiding under the cover is certainly a sign of, you know, needing to get away from something. And as long as, you know, her nervous system's programmed that way, you know, there's going to, you have to say the output is going to be something. So we're, in her case, hiding under the covers is one of her outputs. And the other one is, you know, not wanting to eat until it's safe, as deemed by her at night. So we're doing the reset. It doesn't necessarily solve all the problems. Sometimes they need a little bit of a behavioral reset.
Daisy seemed like a really nice little pom, you know, when I met her. I mean, didn't get to know her too well, but she seems like a nice little dog. And be interesting to see, Christy, if you notice any shifts with Daisy, if she doesn't spend as much time under the covers, or her appetite's a little better earlier in the day, or something after she gets this work today.
It's not a real problem. The real problem I had with her is when I take her in the car, she would bark.
But
normally she doesn't bark a lot.
Okay.
Well, that'll be interesting too, because I mean, any of those kind of things might be outputs of fight or flight. And so I did do a reset on her. She's far more balanced than she was. And I'm also picking up that it would be good if you're willing to give you a little bit of a tune-up as well.
All right, Christy.
I probably need a tune-up.
Yeah, I think that's what he just sort of subtly said. It's like, Christy, you need me.
Yeah.
All right, so Dr. Nails is going to take over, and you're going to work with him right now, okay?
Okay, thank you, Martha.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, Christy, here's what I want you to do, and that is focus on your body, your health, and whatever you would say is your major trouble, the thing you most would like to see change. You don't have to tell me what it is. Just tell me that you have it in mind.
So have you got something in mind?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. Yep. And that opens up the door. There's something that we can work with here. All right. And the feeling of destruction is behind that. So somewhere in your life, there was a powerful energy of the feeling like, you know, you could say my life is over, or this is a very destructive force in my life, or something like that. And it could be really anywhere in your life. It doesn't have to be something that's going on right now. Because once it's in there and it's stuck in your nerve system and stuck in your energy field, it's producing a response in your body and in your energy system. So that's...
I can tell you where it produces.
Okay.
Does that help you?
It won't change my work, but it might be interesting for the audience to know.
Well, I seem to get a muscle pain on my right side back.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds like that's right up your alley.
Yeah. So let me see what we can do with this to help shift it. So hang on just a moment. I want you to focus on the word destruction, Christy.
Okay.
All right. Now, what's interesting is the fix for this is the vibration of compatibility.
Hmm.
So, you know, the compatibility, like being able to get along with people, especially usually somebody in particular. But that's the only real issue is not who or how or why. It's just the vibration of compatibility. So you want to feel that sense of getting alongness in your system right now as you think the word compatibility. And what I'm going to have you do is with your eyes closed, look down and a little bit to the right, and you're going to do slow, deep breathing and pause at each end of your breath for a couple of seconds. So it's a slow breath in and a pause, and a slow breath out and a pause. So do that. You're looking down to the right, and you're also thinking compatibility and the number 6.
So, Christy, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down to the right. You're doing slow, deep in and out breathing, pause in between, all the while thinking compatibility and the number 6. Compatibility 6.
Okay, and I've got strong pulses coming through. We're just about there. Boom. All right. We have synchronization, so you can breathe normally again and open your eyes. And we're going to double check to see if we got all of that energy dealt with. So, Christy, I want you to focus on your body again, that area in your back that's been bothering you, what that feels like and when you notice it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so
it's good and strong.
It is good and strong on my muscle test. So now a lot of people say, well, I don't necessarily feel better right at the moment. Well, there's, as my old mentor used to say, there's a fixing time and there's a healing time. So you got to have some healing time now. But we have shifted your balance energetically, and the physical form always follows the energetic form. That's just how it works. So this is at least it's a good beginning for you to feel a little something different shifting in your life as time goes forward here.
And sometimes, Christy, just so you know, and sometimes when we work on the air with humans or their animals, it's a one-time thing, and it solves the problem. And sometimes either immediately or shortly after. I think we remember, like, Nathan, your dog, Abby, was limping. And Dr. Durnell's did a treatment on the air, and by noon, she was fine. So that can happen. And Stacy, who has a history of working with Dr. Nell's and her dogs, something goes out of balance with her little sensitive model, the bag man, and it stops it right away. But sometimes it requires more than one session to do it, and that's what we don't really know going on with you. But since, you know, you haven't had a history with Dr. Nell's yet or working it, it's possible, you know, you both could need a little more work. So don't hesitate to contact Dr. Nell's, you know, through his website, the Healing Ministry for Animals, and fill out the contact link, and he'd be happy to chat with you off the air about, you know, what might be needed. Okay,
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this back muscle thing, it comes on and off for years. And it seems that maybe I hold my tension there.
Right.
So if I continue to close my eyes and breathe and focus on the word compatibility, that may help open that up.
That is a really good beginning to getting your energy to stay balanced. And that's important because I just shifted it here and in what we did. But you never know what stresses in your life might kick you back into the old, you might say, response, the old habits of response that our bodies do because it's been doing it for so long. So, yes, you're absolutely correct. If you want to try to maintain this as long as you possibly can, that's a really great thing to do, is just focus on that sense of getting along, that compatibility feeling. And even you can, even another little trick is to look around in your environment, in your world, and look for compatibility. All right, see where do things look like they're compatible in some way. And the reason we do that is because when you look for something, a compatibility is a feeling, it's also a vibration. When you're looking for that vibration and you find it, it just reinforces that vibration in you. So that's another trick to maintaining that compatibility feeling, which will help your, you know, you're talking about your back, but it's going to help your whole body to do something different. And that's what we're really after, is shifting your energy so that you're doing something different, something I could call it cleaner, less cluttered, because we got rid of some kind of interference in your system.
So does she need a specific affirmation, or does she just focus on the word compatibility?
Exactly right. She can just focus on the word and looking in her environment for compatibility. Where do you see that?
All righty. So, Christy, you have your marching orders.
Okay, what you put out there, you draw to you.
That's
right.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And if you need to, you can, you know, check in the second Sunday of next month, and we can give you another tune-up, or contact Dr. Nels in the meantime through his website. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Yeah, we have got to take care of advertisers time-wise, and we do have more phone callers waiting, so we'll get to that right now and then immediately go back to the phone. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos, Sunday, March 26th at 1 p.m., with our panel, Kaleidoscope Visions, about transiting Pluto and Mars and applied to a prearranged participant's natal chart who joins and shares feedback, connecting actual life experience with the transits. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, March 26th at 1 p.m., KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Natasha Venter. She's our medium and communicator and personal awareness coach. She is available for readings over the phone or in person, and she does some classes and so forth. She also does a regular podcast. She does two a week at 4 o'clock on Mondays and 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. You can find her on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter. You can check her out at her website, angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And you can just give her a call if you'd like to schedule, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And do remember our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, now in her home in Shoreline, and it's a wonderful location, and oh, the energy is just absolutely wonderful. You can work with her in person, which I highly recommend because you get to be in the gong room and experience the acutonic forks and gongs and chimes and all in person, or she can also work with you remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty, we are headed back to the phones. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Oh, and I'll tell you, when you call in, Dr. Nels is going to work on your animal friends if you've got them, and then on you. And for everybody else that's listening, remember that with this energetic stuff, cool stuff happens, and you can get a healing along with the human that Dr. Nels is working on.
Right.
So, what the best thing for that is just to focus on what you're asking and say you're saying, well, we know what's on your mind. You think about it all the time.
Right.
Well, you would do that and think about what's on your mind all the time. And then when he tells you to close your eyes and look, and then focus on the word, and that you just do all of that, and it helps you too, right?
A lot of people get nice surrogate healings that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, so it's amazing. So everybody can participate, and you can kind of get healing even if you don't want to call in. So we are headed, we're going to stay in Seattle. Seems like a Seattle day today. And Bettina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, Dr. Nels. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Bettina.
I am calling just for a tune-up for my two dogs that you've worked on many times before, Luna and Skeeter. And by the way, Johnny, who you worked on, he got adopted in January. So,
oh, I remember. Yeah, yeah, remember that.
All right. Well, so for our listeners who don't know Luna and Skeeter, go ahead and give the little brief description of Luna.
Sure. Luna is, I think she's a Doxy mix. She's I rescued her about in 2018. She is predominantly tan, a little red, a little black, and her face looks like a shepherd. Really weird. And yeah, that's Luna. And then
Skeeter
is all black, except the little white on his chest. He too rescued him about four or five years ago. He is a Chihuahua mix of something, and he's like high energy, high everything, where Luna is all about comfort.
All right.
So you got both ends of the scale there, it looks like. So you tuning in on Luna here for...
Well, I tuned in on Luna, and she deferred to Skeeter.
Oh, okay. She stepped aside, huh?
So we're going to...
Now you're on Skeeter.
Yeah, we're going to do Skeeter, and then we'll check back with Luna here. So let's see what we get.
Yes, and they're going to the vet next week. But it's time for some vaccination, so...
Okay. All right. Well, I have...
How old are they?
I'm not quite sure. I think Luna's about 8 and Skeeter might be 5.
Are you, you're not vaccinating every year, are you?
No.
Okay.
All right. So I have Skeeter here, and it's interesting. The points that I'm working on are the right side of the neck, fairly close to being in front of the shoulder, and then right behind the shoulder on the rib cage. Hmm. And what I classically have found a lot of times when I'm doing this is there's something going on with an imbalance in the shoulders. Not necessarily the right shoulder. It could be, but it could be the other one. It's like when energy's stuck somewhere, its manifestation can be a little mysterious, not always on the side you might think it is because that's where you're working. It might be exactly opposite of that. So whatever the case, there does seem to be some imbalance through that shoulder area, and I'm getting that sorted out.
Okay,
there we go. We got a good reset on that. We'll see if there's anything else going on. Oh, there is. Okay, also on the right side of the body, up high, just behind his ear, and then down on his abdomen, kind of almost in his groin area. So we're going to do a little rebalancing that way. Can't tell you a whole lot about what might be going on there, although it may be a digestive issue. Who knows? Whatever the case, there's an imbalance. That's what I do know for sure.
Okay. Yes. His when we go to the bathroom, his bowel movements have been a little funky.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
This might be related to that. Yeah.
Well, and as Dr. Nels, you're always saying, you don't treat or diagnose.
Right.
So really, you don't need to know what's going on, you know, with an animal. You just tune in and do what the body tells you to do.
Right. I'm just looking for where is that energy imbalance and what can I do to restore it.
On the other hand, you've been doing this for so long that you see patterns and associations. So that's where you can say, well, gee, when these points are involved, that's often a shoulder thing. So that's where that's coming from. You're not diagnosing. You're not treating. You're just saying that this is likely because this is what my experience has been and what might be associated.
When I've seen a pattern before that has frequently also been associated with a certain type of situation, I could say, well, there's something going on there. I was working with a cat over in New England, so this was one of those remote ones, And I found something interesting going on in the chest. And so I just mentioned that to the woman. And she said, well, you know, she said, I've been suspecting that my cat has kitty asthma. So she was going to go get that checked out. So I thought that was interesting that, you know, I found that energy imbalance there. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. So now I have got another set of points here down. This is more the classic fight or flight points for Skeeter. No, actually, I shifted.
You shifted? You're over
shifted.
On Luna now.
I'm over on Luna now, yeah.
Okay.
I got Skeeter balanced, and Luna needed a little fight or flight reset. And that's all that was needed.
Well, maybe she
there.
Deferred to Skeeter because he needed more work than she did. So
yeah.
He let her go first. She let him go first.
Yeah. So she's balanced again. And do we need to do a little tune-up for Bettina?
I'd love one.
All right.
I don't need it.
All right. So let me tune in here and see. All right. Well, focus on a health or physical issue for a moment, okay?
Okay,
so that's got a door open. And the feeling of depression is there. So let's see what we do with that. And we're going to replace depression with harmony. So focus on the word harmony. And you're going to close your eyes and look down toward your heart. And you're going to take a breath in and hold your breath as long as you can, focusing on harmony and the number 7, looking down toward your heart. Go ahead and do that now.
Hey, Bettina, you got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking down towards your heart. You're taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as you comfortably can, letting it out, replacing it when you need to, all the while thinking harmony and the number 7. Harmony 7.
All right. I was monitoring on your forehead just above your eyebrows, and I have that all synchronized so you can breathe normally and eyes open. Okay, and just to double check here, Bettina, I want you to focus on that health type of issue you were focusing on. Okay, and that is holding strong. So that means we got that imbalance handled. And
Wonderful. To
help maintain, just remember to focus. In fact, what I would do, the one that really appeals to me right here is just look in your environment for anywhere you can see harmony, and that will keep that vibration in you by looking around for it.
Look for harmony. All right, Bettina. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, should we go ahead and get started with another one?
Well, we could.
Or what do you think?
He says the clock is
Well, yeah, we're getting close to the top of the hour.
Maybe we should just answer the unasked question.
We can announce that Carol is going to be next. So that way she knows to hang on and her turn is coming up.
Okay.
Did
excellent.
We have you said answer an unasked question.
Yeah.
Do we have one of those?
I don't know. Have you got a question you haven't asked yet that we should answer?
I could tell you, I don't know if it funny is the right word, but something happened with Abby when we recently took her to the vet. Oh. We were getting her license tags renewed. And the problem is Abby really, as you know, likes to, you know, chase lights or reflections of lights on a surface. Well, we got her license tags renewed. And her previous tags were kind of like a dull... But the new ones are shiny.
Uh-oh.
So every once in a while, she's in the house and she walks by the window.
Oh, and it reflects.
Or something. It'll reflect the light and she'll see it go onto the surface. Of course, you know, she sees that she's moving and then she's chasing after it. And then it just turns into chaos.
Oh, my. Well, so, I don't know if I can. I don't think there's a reset for that.
No, but just something I thought I would share.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's an interesting one.
Depending on how you think of it, it could be funny, but really it's...
Well, the only thing, the thing that popped in right then, you know, is Jackson Galaxy and his flower essences, the Holistic Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
JacksonGalaxy.com. He's got one called Obsession Solution.
Hmm.
And, you know, and flower essences work subtly and often cumulatively. So, you know, you could put that in her water or on her food every day or rub her down with it. it would be interesting to see if something like that might make a difference with that. But anyway, that's what
I mean. We'd probably just think and go back to the vet and get them exchanged for the other, you know, dull one that doesn't reflect.
But, well, I mean, that would be the other thing, yeah, is to take the shine off or something.
Yeah, if they're stamped, and if the information is stamped on there into the metal, then you could just spray paint it black if you want, you know.
Okay.
I'll have to take a look.
All right. So we are closing out hour number one. We've got our hour number two. We will we're going to fire up the love train and get a little more dancing and exercise in and send in more love and light around the planet. And then we'll come back and chat with you all. And we've got Carol. We've got other callers on the line as well.
Diane is the only other caller besides Carol.
Okay, then we've got to get Leon on at some point. Anyway, everybody stay right where you are. We remember that you don't get to opt out here. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up on your feet and join the love train with me, because I'll cruise through and pick you up. And we'll send the love and the light all over the planet and get a little exercise while we're doing it. So I energize up the love train music to give us a lot of great energy for the rest of the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls with Dr. Nils straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.